Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Chulin, Perik Tess, Mischne Hei, Kulis Hameis, Ve Kulis Hamekdashim. A bone is not edible. But inside a bone, there's something called marrow. The marrow is soft. Inside the bone, there's like a cavity, a hole, and it's filled with this marrow. You may have heard the term marrow bone. That means a bone that's rich in marrow. So now that we know that, let's see our Mishnah. Kulis Hameis, a marrow bone from a dead person. Kulis Hamikdashim, or a marrow bone from Hegdish that is Metama. What type of Hegdish is Metama? If it's either Pigel or Nicer. So Kulis, this marrow bone Hameis, from a dead person. Someone touches this, whether it's closed or whether there's a hole in it, you can get to the marrow. It makes no difference. In both these cases, Tame, it would be Tame regardless. In the case of the mace, the din is a bone the size of a barley by mace. It's metama both bimaga, that means touching it, as well as a bimasa, as well as carrying it without touching it. A bone of a carbon that is pigel or nicer is metama na yidaim, it's metama the hands. This is a gzeda de rabbana. In the case of pigel, it was because of chashadei kahuna. You see, if you have a kohen that's not an erlich person, and someone that he doesn't like is bringing a carbon, this kohen can really get that person in trouble. He can really destroy the carbon, and there's nothing the person bringing the carbon can do to defend himself, because all the kohen has to do is to say, haha, I thought about eating it after this man. It's pigel. It's no good. You just wasted this big axe. Or maybe even a little bird, if that's all that the person can afford. It would be a terrible tragedy. Well, we're going to prevent a kohen from doing it, because the last thing a kohen wants to do is to become tummy. So he's going to have to pay a price if he makes it pigel. The other thing is nicer. What if a kohen is lazy? Okay, hanim lazy? You have to realize that. The whole day they're eating karbanas, deadlines. After a while, a person can get a little lax. But if it turns into nicer and it's metamiyu, ooh, they're going to be careful. So there's chashadei kahuna. I'm sure that doesn't apply to the vast majority of the kahana, but just to be sure, chazal were masakin for those few that would do this. Don't even think of making it pigel intentionally, because you're going to become tameh. And there are the atzalei kahuna, those that are lazy. Now, there were guys who, even by the bones that serve the nicer. So again, in these two cases, bone marrow of Ameis, bone marrow of Mikdashim, that are metama, it's going to be metama the person regardless if the bone is closed or it's open. Vaiter, says the Mishnah, what about Kulis Nevela of a Kulis Hasheretz? What about the bone marrow from an animal that died without Shechita? Or from a Sheretz, one of the eight Shratzim that the Torah enumerates, and when it dies, it's metama. Zakt the Mishnah, Hanageya Behen, one who touches it, sesumim, when it's closed, tar. Why? Because the bones of an avela is not metamah person. The Torah says, bin vulasa v'loy batzame. Same is true for sheretz. The only problem is the marrow. But if you're not touching the marrow, because the bone is completely sealed, so the person is tar. Not only for touching it, he would be tar even if he carries it. Wait a second, but didn't we learn a halacha that if something is even a shomer for food that is metama, the shomer itself is also metama? So even if the bone is sealed, but it's a shomer for the marrow, says the Batanura, true, a shomer would be metama, but only if you can access the food that's inside. Being that over here you can't get to the food that's inside, if the bone is sealed, it doesn't have a din of a shomer that's metama. So once again, the marrow bone of an animal that died without shechita, or the marrow bone of a sheretz, if it's completely closed, if it's sesumim, tahar. Whether he carries it or whether he touches it, he's tahar. But nekuvim kol shehu, if there's a hole, even just a little. How narrow, how small is this hole? What do we mean just a little? Really little. Let's say the only way to get to the marrow inside would be to insert one of his hairs through the hole to touch the meat. But it's enough to make the person tummy. The kuvim, if they're punctured, kol shehu, even a drop, mitamin bemaga, they would be mitam of the person for touching it. Minayin sha'af bemasa, how do I know? Now the Batanura says this question is only in regard to nevela, because by sheretz there's no tumas masa. There's no tumah for carrying it. By sheretz it's only if you touch it. But minayin, how do I know? in regard to the marrow bone of an avela that has an opening. Menayin, how do we know she'af b'masa? That he would be tame, not just for touching it, but also for carrying it without touching it. Talmud Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says, Hanogeya v'hanoise. The Pasuk says, one who touches and one who carries, he becomes tame. So the Pasuk is putting the two together, touching and carrying, to teach us as follows. Es sheba lechlal marga. If you can become tame through touching it, then you will also become tame in regard to this nevela through carrying it. But if loy ba lechlal marga, but if you can't become tame through touching it, like the marrow in a bone that is closed, loy ba lechlal nase, then you won't be tame for carrying it as well. Okay, really we chazed the Mishnah really a few times while we were saying it, but just to be yaitza the chazara, the marrow bone of a mess, a bone that is sealed on both sides, if there's a kazayas of mayach inside, it's metame ba'oil, even though it's sealed, because the tumah comes through, that's the din with tumas mess. The mayach is the same din of the basar. Marrow bone of pigle or naisa, even if it's sealed, if someone touches it, his hands become tame, because the bones of kachim that serve nicer or pigle are metame the hands, because they become, the Rambam says they become what's called a basis ledavar ha'aser. It supports the iser. Kol yatzan avela, narrow bone of an animal that died without shechita, if someone touches it or carries it, he's tahar. Anything from an avela that's not metame b'maga is also not metame b'masa. However, if it has a little bit of a hole, someone touches it or carries it, he is tamei. The bone of a sheretz, if someone touches it, he's tahar, even if it's full of mayach, as long as the bone is sealed. But if it has a hole, and he touches it, he's tamei, but only touching it, there's no tumas masa. By sheretz, only by nevela.